This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What did J.J. Barea get a player to win? Go up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher. I'm in Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick. He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. I'm your co-host, Rocky. Joining me today is... Oh, you got a sound for me?
It's a man! What the Rock is cooking!
Where's the chant?
No chant.
I thought people were chanting.
They were kind of chanting.
Rocky, 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 Rocky. Thank you. All right, there you go. Well, at least
I'll find a chant to add to it.
At least I got one person chanting. Thank you. Joining me today is... All right, now I have to go this way. To my left is my buddy from the 315.
315, baby.
Mr. 315.
That's right.
Himself.
What's going on? Good morning.
Good morning. How
are Periscope
you?
Facebook Live.
I think we got music for you, too.
Music for me?
You would have been better off with Carmelo music. He's all about the Carmelo.
Oh, no. Nah, oh, yeah. That is the joint right there. Yeah. That comes on. You know what it
that
is.
John
you
Cena,
either go
baby.
Crazy one way or you go crazy the other way.
And then, of course, the other gentleman is no longer BBB or Beautiful Big Shot or Big Shot. He is B Square.
I'm right? B3 Exponent.
Exponent? Three big exponent.
B3 Exponent.
I'm so confused. I'm going for 1 week on Monday night, and he's going to change his name to B-Cube Exponent.
Love it.
Why don't you just do B-Cube?
Because this Ice Cube out there, I don't want to step on Cube's toes.
What, there's Ice Tea? I mean, Ice Cube, Ice, you know, you're
Ice
you're
Baby?
Ice Baby, Vanilla Ice?
No, B-3 Exponent.
B-3.
Yeah, I think that's
can we just
man.
Do B-3?
No, you got to say the whole name.
B3 Exponent. What's the exponent for?
Because I got the little three. Instead of the big number three, it's the little three cube three. And it's an exponent.
You got to help me with this.
Well, here. It's good to change your name so you won't get sued by LeVar.
B3 Exponent?
That's cool. Yeah.
We had it first.
I know, but.
Or go back to Big Shot.
He put a patent on it, I guess, now. Yeah. You know.
He has a trademark.
The shirts and the shoes now. So
I'm assuming. This is going back to Buttermilk Biscuits. I want you to just go with BB. Buttermilk Biscuits.
I can't do that. BB King is alleged. I can't take BB.
He's gone.
Oh.
I mean, rest in peace.
BB Winans? I can't.
BB Wayans?
I can't step on them.
BB Gun, Don BB.
Right?
Don BB.
Don BB.
Yeah.
Don BB. All right. So. All right, no, that's fine. Exponent. All right, can I just call you Exponent?
Yes.
All right, because I won't get all the other stuff. I'm from the South. I don't, you know, hang with all that. We have a great show for you today. Of course, we're going to talk a lot. NBA talk is going on today. I texted all you guys. You know, I think that's going to probably be the show for the next 2 weeks because free agency starts this weekend.
It starts, I think, officially Saturday. Players can sign July 6th, but, you know, the door is going to be
July 1st. So, yeah. July 1st. You know in today's world, July 1st, you're going to hear every rumor there is that is going – if anything comes from Rojo Howski, it's going to happen. I'm just pointing out there.
Dude is on it, isn't he?
And he's going to ESPN. He starts ESPN July 1st.
Nice.
So you don't hear everything from Rojo.
Okay.
But anyway, we got a great show. We got – you know, of course, we got hot sauce. I have no patrolling this week, not unless y'all, there's no really Twitter war going on right now. A lot of local sports, we'll talk about the Knights, the Big Three tournament coming this weekend.
Major League Baseball, NFL we got. But first, let's go into hot sauce. And I think we got a new opening for that.
We do have a new
opening. Oh, before we go any farther, we are sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with
the new ABC.
The only one that matters.
And we are proudly at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting in Charlotte, NC.
Where you can make all your dreams come true.
There you go.
1-800-TV-RADIO. Go CSB.com. If you want to call in the show, 919-943-2044. We're about to jump into this hot sauce.
Or join us on our Twitter feed on Periscope at BSS Carolinas. Hashtag greatest show on earth. Better than Dan Le Batard.
Yes.
No, just I do like Dan.
Yeah, Dan's cool.
I don't know how I'm like highly questionable though. What's hot in there?
Hey.
What's hot in that one? A fire?
The fire alarm.
Oh, is that a fire alarm? That sounds like a
fire alarm.
It sounds like my bomb.
The Lil Wayne instrumental. Shout out Lil Wayne. What's up, man?
And by the way, Jeff said B3 Exponent.
B3 Exponent. What? See, legit is down with the name.
What? B3 Exponent?
Exponent.
Why are you down with this too legit?
Too legit.
Y'all are... I feel like we might as well change the name of the show next.
Oh, no. The show has a proper name.
Definitely, definitely.
I'm just trying to figure my situation out right now.
Well, remember, it took me forever to find a name.
I am very comfortable with No Change. As you can see, just call me No Change. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, some of the hot sauce that we got going on. Clippers get Patrick Beverley, Sam Decker, Lou Williams, and 2018 first round pick, and three other players that I'm not even going to mention.
The winner of the trade, of course.
Thoughts on the trade? Does this balance the power in the West? First of all, thoughts on the trade.
Go ahead. I'm going to go last.
I like the trade for Chris Paul, for Blake Griffin, for DeAndre Jordan, for Doc Rivers. Obviously, you heard everything that came out. They were butting heads everywhere you looked. Chris Paul wants to win a championship. He doesn't see it in L.A. land. Go to Houston for 1 year. He still holds all the cards. If him and Harden can't get along, if he hates that situation, it's just setting him up for next season. Hey, Bron, where you want to go, man, and go play together? Huh? Where you want to go? There'll be teams out there with plenty of salary cap to sign both of these guys. The New York Knicks may be the biggest winner out of here. If they get a GM that LeBron and Chris Paul both like, they will have the money. They already got Carmelo Anthony in place. It's like, hey, Melo, we're going to come to New York and play with you. Phil Jackson ain't there no more. Why not?
He ain't going to New York.
But I love the trade, man. CP3 and James Harden in the same backcourt. Two guys, explosive ball handlers. And Chris Paul makes you better. Every team Chris Paul's been on, their team has won. When Chris Paul has left that team has not been the same. Chris Paul is a winner.
Before you get to your tirade, because it's going to be a rant, I think, because he's the one person.
He's chomping at the bits over here.
He's the one in this room that is ready to tear this apart. Listen, I think it's a great trade for both teams. First of all, the Clippers get Beverly, a good defensive guy, Sam Decker, a shooter, Lou Williams, a good sixth man, to replace Jamal Crawford. You get rid of him. They slide right in, and you get a 2018 first-round pick, and you re-sign Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan. And J.J. Redick's probably gone.
Yeah.
He's all but gone already from what I hear.
Yeah.
So,
because he wants to get paid.
He wants to get paid, and he's going to go somewhere else. So, that team's going to look a little bit different. But, dude, they got pieces in place to compete in the West.
They do.
To be like a top five team
defensive
in the West.
Point guard. They got Lou Williams.
Austin Rivers.
Don't forget
still
Austin
there.
Rivers, still who there. We'll talk about later. I got to put him on dummies of the week. But also, I mean, they got pieces in L.A. Now, as far as Houston goes, dude, you added Chris Paul. Me and you disagree. Chris Paul is he's the best defensive point guard in the West.
Okay, I agree.
I mean, I can't think of
Better than Beverly?
In the West, yes.
Okay. I don't know. Pat Beverly was first.
Pat Beverly was good. I'll take Chris Paul. And it's not just because of steals. It's because how you got to change your game plan against him.
Man, Beverly is up.
I know Beverly's good. Beverly's up there, but Chris Paul.
Beverly makes you want to fight him.
Chris Paul is a leader. Right? Everywhere he's been, he's led. He's led teams. I know he went to New Orleans, and he has run-ins with coaches. But at some point, they run dry because just like the Clippers, you know, him and Doc Rivers just butted heads. And I don't blame him after reading the stuff about Austin Rivers, you know, him not wanting to trade Austin Rivers for Carmelo. Yeah, I'd be mad too. I think it's a good trade.
At the time, they were talking about this trade. Chris Paul was, of course, hurt.
Right.
As he is usually hurt. I love the trade. I love Chris Paul. My only thing is, all you hear around this league is you can't win with small guards.
Right.
Chris Paul, small guard. So how do you expect to win with a small guard when all you always hear is you can't win with a small guard?
You can, but, I mean, because Steph Curry's not that big, all right?
Steph Curry's at least 6'3".
He's a wiry 6'3". He's kind of long.
He's not that big.
He's not, no.
All right? He's like Steve Nash was, all right? He's about the same size. But my point is, and so we can get to Mr. 315, is that, you know, they need to add another piece in Houston, Paul George, Gordon Hayward, at least to even be a top two team in the West. Anyway, go ahead. The floor is yours. Okay. You got a good 5 minutes.
Warm with them top, stretch it out.
Woo.
Okay. So you mean to tell me you take a guy who's probably had one of the best offensive seasons ever with James Harden, MVP runner-up, right?
Yes.
Led the league in assists?
That hurt you to say it, didn't it? That hurt you to say it, right?
It hurt James Harden to hear. You saw the look on his face Monday night.
11 assists a game, he led the league?
Yes.
So, taking the ball out of his hands makes them better, huh?
Well, you saw him at the end of the San Antonio series. Dude was gassed.
Yeah.
He had nothing left.
I just can't see him playing off the ball. I can't. Maybe they can. Right now, I can't see it.
If they share the ball, which they probably will. I think this is the perfect system for them to do this. Okay. You know, in D'Antonio's system.
If
you add a Paul George or a Carmelo, right, it takes you some more pressure off the other two.
And plus, when they got the second team in, Harden will be the primary ball handler with the second team because Chris is going to get the first rest.
Yeah.
Because he's older.
And my thing was, too, a half-court point guard in a run-and-gun system. It's just all kind of little variables that I thought of. And I got another thing about Chris Paul. I don't like Chris Paul. I think he's one of the best point guards in the NBA. Probably top five. Mm-hmm. But I racked my brain yesterday, and I was thinking, like, man. And we might have to do with the research on this, but I think I'm right about this. In the last 15 years, hasn't every Western Conference team at least been to a conference final? With the exception of two? And the two are the
every Western Conference team been to a conference final? Been to,
in the last 15 years. Every Western Conference team. But there's two that hasn't. And Chris Paul was the point guard. Of
so you're
going
teams. Back to 99 with even with the Portland Trail Blazers starting from there, Portland and the Lakers.
Yeah, if you go from there, there's two teams. There's only
they
two
haven't made the West Finals,
and it was New Orleans and the Clippers, and Chris Paul was the point guard for both teams. Ain't that crazy?
And he did blow a 3-1 lead and a 20-point lead in Game 6 on his home floor to a Houston team that had James Harden on the bench.
Yes. He was on the bench.
Chris Paul hasn't had the greatest postseason moments. Right. Greatest postseason.
As I'm told about, there's more than one player on the court. So, you know, I mean, going back to Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan, you know, they're supposed to be up to that level.
They are. Well, when Chris Paul signed a few years back to stay with the Clippers, the first thing I said, what is he doing? That was a bad move to begin with.
To me, you got Chris Paul is a star, right? Then you got Blake and DeAndre are like tier 3 or 4
all-star
stars.
All-star calibers.
Right? Yeah. They're not a tier 1 all-star.
No.
They might be 3 or 4. They're down there.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, when you do All-Stars, you put them towards the end, not the beginning.
And Blake Griffin, actually, Blake Griffin is a little, maybe a little bit more than that. I'll give that to him. I'm not the biggest Blake Griffin fan, but I give him a little
when
bit more.
When Blake
than that.
Is healthy,
yeah,
Blake still puts up them numbers. Yeah, teams win with yep. Blake out there.
Yeah,
he's going to really show out, especially if he decides to stay.
And with Chris Paul, remember when Chris Paul was hurt? I think the best thing that happened to him a season ago was when Chris Paul got hurt.
But he is the capital of this one word. I'm going to spell it out for you. S-A-W-F-T.
Soft.
Because he is. He is the capital of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He hates contact. I'm just talking about his offensive game. I mean.
Bro, he got offensive game.
He's improved.
His game is massive. He handles. Yeah. He can shoot.
And he can still get up when he wants to.
But when the game gets on the line and he gets into down situations.
Things get tight.
He falls apart.
Things get tight. I know. Everybody gets tight too. Him, Chris Paul, hell, Doc Rivers gets tight.
You watch Chris Paul though. You know the intensity that he puts the whole game. With Blake Griffin, no, I don't see it. DeAndre Jordan, maybe, but Chris Paul is one that gives you 110 every moment on that court.
He didn't have a great game 7 against Utah, and we know what Harden did in game 6 against San Antonio. These are well chronicled issues. They can bring it together, like you said, if they add a George, they add a Millsap, one of the Pauls, they add a Melo. Who knows?
They have to add George because, listen, they got Capella down low. You got Nane still. You got Rand Anderson shoot. If you keep him, you got Gordon coming off the bench. You still got something.
Decker is gone too, right?
Decker's gone. He didn't play Decker in the playoffs anyway.
He's not a good NBA player. We knew that when he came out of
school. I thought he was. I thought he was going to be better than Kaminsky.
He's a good shooter.
He might end up better than Kaminsky because he's more athletic.
But we don't know yet because he really got to play. Yeah. During the regular season, he played. He put up some points.
Yeah.
I mean, he had games of 20, 25 points a game.
I'm just not a big fan of this trade.
I just think it's too early because there's a lot more going. They're going to make some more moves. Yeah. They ain't done.
Does this change the power of the balance in the West? Absolutely not. The Dubs are good. Yeah.
I think the Dubs are good, but I think now they're the second best team in the West.
Over San Antonio?
Yes, because San Antonio is going to fall apart. Because if you lose Parker, you know, one of those young guys leave, a Simmons leave, I mean, what are you going to do?
They're probably going to lose Patty Mills.
If you trade L.A.
John Simmons probably going to sign somewhere.
You'll probably trade Patty Mills. You'll probably trade L.A. because they're trying to trade Aldridge still. So it's gonna be Kawhi.
They'll get four D leaguers and still be a top three team in the West.
I don't know about Pop
on the sideline.
What has always made them great is they went deep. Yeah. You can't go deep. I mean, you don't sign four D leaguers. Come on, I had to see
four D leaguers and the three of us come off the bench. We'll be a top three seed in the. We'll get the best out of every bit out of us.
Again, if y'all have any questions, any comments, 919-943-2044. Just reach out on the page.
Yeah, remember we're taking phone calls first segment only. That way we can go move on through the rest of the show. All right, moving on. Next one. Next topic. Phil Jackson fired by the Knicks. Did it take too long?
Way too long.
It did take too long because then they had to pay him the rest of that $60 million. Yep. They should have fired him so they didn't have to pay him.
Yep.
Now, Phil is a clown. We know that. Falling asleep at workouts, trying to just gift Carmelo Anthony to anybody, trying to trade Kristaps Porzingis. But he did draft Porzingis. He drafted Hermann Gomez, who was an okay player. We don't know about French Frank. that was bizarre.
And he got hurt. French Frank got hurt already.
And Malik Monk got hurt too. So he doesn't look too bad about not picking Malik Monk.
I saw that. Yeah.
But it was way too long. You waited way too long. Oh no, he didn't wait long enough. He should have let him gift Carmelo Anthony to the Cleveland Cavaliers after he bought him out. That's what he should have did. Phil freaking Jackson. Somebody pay me $12 million to sleep.
Yeah, I mean.
Please. Can I get $12 million to sleep?
And it put a dent on his legacy, too, I think.
On Phil?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
just
yeah.
A little, just a, no, yeah, he did. A couple of chinks.
What the world were you waiting a year ago to do? Mm-hmm. Hey, this has been done a year ago. Right? When first of all, this was a disaster from the beginning. When he says, I don't want to travel certain games, I don't want to be certain places. No. I'm paying you $12, $15 million a year. Your butt's going to be wherever. So, come on. This took way, way too long.
Absolutely. But good job, New York. Finally. Now James Dolan is going to take all the heat again.
That franchise.
You know they're about to start this Charles Oakley trial in a couple months. Man, the New York freaking Knicks. Gotta love them.
Bring Joe Dumars in. Bring Joe Dumars in, baby.
Actually, the one that I heard, they're trying to get the guy from the Raptors to come in.
That's actually a good pickup, too.
Which would be good. What was the other one they were talking? Go get Chauncey Billups.
Go get David Griffin.
That's what I was thinking.
LeBron loves.
Go get David Griffin. That's the name I was thinking about earlier. That's the guy you should go ahead and get.
It's a lot of candidates out there. Some good ones.
All right. The next one, of course, we had to trade the Bulls, Jimmy Butler, the 16th pick to the Timberwolves for Zach LaVine, Chris Dunn, and Laurie Markkanen.
Where you get Marku Larkin?
Where did I get that from?
Laurie Markkanen.
Yeah, Laurie Markkanen. Sorry. Laurie Markkanen. Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. Who had the better trade?
Oh, this is no question. This is easy as hell. The Timberwolves, they pimped the Bulls. They absolutely pimped the Bulls. They gave them an ACL injury, how legit, called a Monday. A guy that we thought could be a player, but looks like he's going to be a bust.
Done.
Yeah. He looks like Dunn is done.
Yeah.
And
hopefully he could do something. Hopefully.
Markkanen, who is a question mark right now. They gave the Timberwolves a proven commodity, a multi-time All-Star,
one of the best two-way players
in the league. Yeah. You just don't come across them every day, and to give them up for nothing.
He's one of the top 15 players in the league.
Jimmy Butler.
But no, I don't think they gave up nothing. I hope to slow your roll here. If Zach LaVine is healthy, which is a question mark, but if he comes back from his injury, you got Chris Dunn. Who's only in his second year, man. You got to give him a couple more years, see how he does. And Larkin is the big question mark. This guy can shoot. He can spread the floor, so he plays, and it'll fit in their system better. Whatever their system is, they got to figure that out. But do you know they have 6 point guards on their roster right now?
Yeah.
6.
The Bulls.
Yes. They're going to be a long guard.
Oh, gosh. Rondo still.
You can move NCW yes. to MCW. The NCW. Small forward. Yep.
But no, they have 6 point guards.
I think they're going to move him.
They probably will.
They're going to move MCW.
Well, don't forget they got C-Pain.
That's right.
They got Cameron for Dwayne Wade. The day after Dwayne Wade says he's opted in, Jimmy Butler is traded to Minnesota.
They're going to buy him out. They're going to buy him and Rondo out.
I see.
There's no question.
I see Wade going back to Miami.
No, I don't. Wade going to Cleveland if he's going to go anywhere.
He should go to Houston.
Come on, D-Wade. That's another rumor, but I think he will go to Cleveland. He goes anywhere.
I don't know.
Why not? You ain't got nothing else to do.
You're getting your $24, $25 million.
You're getting paid anyway.
Go play with Bron again.
Right. You're getting paid anyway. Why not? Go play. You might as well put your chips in. This is your last run, really. Go play with him a couple years. Play with him and Kyrie and Kevin Love.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe go back to Miami, reconcile with Pat Riley and get a job with the Heat when he retires.
He'll get a job with Heat anyway if he wants.
When they all say they're going to retire his jersey, then he can go back to Miami.
Right. He doesn't go until then. But I thought it was okay trade. But definitely Timberwolves got the
better deal. Timberwolves are the winner, man.
Y'all heard it here first. Way back to Miami.
Right. Way back to Miami.
Stop dreaming. Chicago Cubs released Miguel Montero after he calls out Jake Arrieta for 7 stolen bases. Should he have been released for criticizing his own teammate?
Doing it in the public, in front of cameras, drawing attention to yourself is not good for the locker room, not good for the dugout. Hell yes, he should have been released. Who are you? Miguel Montero, 26. Who are you? Did you do anything to help win a World Series last year?
Actually, he did. He hit the home run against the Dodgers. to win that game.
Yeah. Well, it don't matter. It's a new season. You got to go. Calling out your teammates. What's wrong with you, fool?
Somebody need to smack the hell out of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, he's the one that hit that grand slam off of Kershaw.
Okay.
So,
Dodgers fans should love it.
No. Yeah, I don't care. I get why he's released. The only thing, now this will probably start where they start winning some games. We'll see. And the last story real fast. American Flag Football League started this week. Michael Vick threw 6 touchdowns versus Terrell Owens' team.
6?
Will the Flag Football League last? Yes. He has 6 touchdowns, 500 and something yards.
What is this, the football version of the Big Three?
Yes. Yeah.
We'll see once them injuries start happening to these old players, like it's happening in the Big Three.
How long you give it? A year or two?
It depends on who they can get to play.
They got Michael Vick and Terrell Owens
playing. I like who they got so far.
I like who they got so far.
They got some other good ones.
I haven't
read the roster.
I hope this
T.O.'s 45. I'm sure he could still run a pretty good route. He could probably still run a 4.6, 47, 40.
And he takes care of himself, too. He takes care of his body, too.
Man, so a year or two?
Unlike these Big Three dudes.
I give about three years
because it's not gimmicky.
Right.
Fans don't like gimmicks. That's why the XFL didn't work. I think this will work.
I hope this lasts for a long time. I don't know if it, and especially with the concussion stuff and everything else, this will help with that. And these guys that retire early will probably go do this.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Man, getting the drone racing. DRL League, man.
Hey, that drone racing, man, is fun. Now, the funnest part of that is listen to the commentaries.
What is that, FS1?
It's been on ESPN. Fox Sports,
ESPN's been on there. But if you listen to the commentaries called drone racing, it's insane.
All right.
So, but yeah, drone, man, I'm telling you, it's like Jim Ross when he's talking.
By God.
By God, that drone just overtook the other number two.
He has a family.
I hope not. That'd be scary. When we come back, we have local sports. We're going to talk about, there's a baseball player there that did some crazy things this week. We got dummies of the week. Boy, LeVar Ball, you're on it.
Stick around. BSS Carolinas in your town.
Catch us everywhere.